Are there mistakes in the Bible? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, Bart Ehrman is a popular critic of Christianity, and his books suggest there are thousands of mistakes in the Bible.
John, we've talked about the fact Ehrman sends out mixed messages, making bold statements about errors in the Bible, and then endorsing the accuracy of the text when it comes to Christian doctrine.
So, what's the source of his concern about mistakes in the Bible, then?
Well, first we need to distinguish between God's Word and copies of God's Word. We don't have the original documents when it comes to the Bible, which should come as no surprise, since we don't have the original documents of any ancient text written on this kind of material.
But that kind of shocks some people, the fact that we don't have the originals.
You know, I never heard this growing up. I never even thought about it. However, we can still have tremendous confidence in the biblical text, believing it accurately reflects the original documents. And we don't just have to default to, I believe the Bible is God's word because it says so in the Bible.
That's the point. We can start going around in circles.
Sure, Christians have good reason to believe God would do what is necessary to protect and preserve his word, but modern biblical scholars provide overwhelming evidence to show how he accomplished it. It's no surprise there are minor variations among the thousands of copies. Scholars are not trying to hide them. They're in the footnotes of modern translations. But what's amazing is these generally relate to differences in spelling and grammar. Dan Wallace, senior professor of New Testament studies at Dallas Theological Seminary, said, "Less than 1% of all variants are both meaningful and viable." And even Ehrman himself has admitted that no cardinal doctrine is jeopardized by them.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. And you can enjoy this feature on your mobile device with our web app. Check it out at the website reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.